Hallelujah. Amen. We need you. You may be seated. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of things that I asked for, but there's only one thing that I really needed. And that was the presence of the Lord. Amen. When I looked at my finances, when I looked at my relationships, when I looked at everything that was going on around me, I thought those things would help me to get what I needed. But what I really needed was a relationship with him. Amen. How many of you know that the better you are with him, the better you'll be with them? Amen. Amen? Amen. Because this world is not what we think it is. We already know this morning, even today, that there are people in London who lost their lives yesterday. Yes. Didn't know what they were doing. Didn't know that they wouldn't be back today. So we thank God this morning that he's allowed us once again to find ourselves in his presence, in his house. Amen. 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 We need him. We need him. Amen. Amen. We need him. Amen. Let us pray. Most kind and heavenly Father God, we thank you this day, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've allowed us, Lord, to wake up with air in our lungs this morning, Lord, with the activities of our limbs, Lord. Father, we pray right now, Lord, that you will remove the distractions, Lord, that are so easily beset upon us, Lord. Father, we pray right now, Lord, that you would clear our minds, Lord, that you would even prepare our hearts, Lord, for a word from you today, God. Now, Father, we also pray, Lord, for those that are yet on their way, Lord, that you would give them traveling grace, Lord. But, Father, most importantly, Lord, we pray that today, Lord, we will have an encounter with you, Lord, and that we will be different for having spent this time in your presence. Father, we thank you and we love you. It is in the name of your son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Andrew Fryer. I'm lead pastor of Heartstrong Church. And on behalf of the church and every person that is connected, we want to welcome you this morning to church. No, these aren't pews, and no, there isn't a steeple outside, but the Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am, amen? And so I welcome you this morning to church because he is here, amen? Because he is here. Let me ask you a question. How many of you would know if I asked you in the first 5 or 6 minutes, what was the most bold thing you have ever done in your life? The most bold thing you have ever done in your life. Now, I know we've done some crazy stuff, but the most bold thing that you've done in your life, if you had to go back to that place and think about it, what would that look like? What would that look like? For some of us, it might be that we decided to stand up and say something when we didn't expect to say anything. For some of us, it may have been walking away from that job that I've been counting on all of these years because God is leading me in a different direction and he's asking me to step out on faith. For some of us, it could be getting together again and learning to trust and love again after so many things have happened in our lives. And for some of us, it could be stuff as crazy as being out past the time you were supposed to be out. Amen? Doing some stuff that you weren't supposed to do. Where they had signs that said, you know, no people are allowed. See, I grew up in Florida. And if you know anything about Florida, they tell you at a certain time that you're not supposed to be out on the beach.
Right.
You know, in Florida, turtles have more rights than people, if you know what I mean. And so they tell you at a certain amount of time that you're not supposed to be out there. But why is it that the very thing that people tell us we're not supposed to do, that's the thing that we just can't wait to do? Amen. Young people, I can tell you when I was young, that's what it used to be. When they used to say, hey, don't do this and don't do that. I can't wait till I get old enough to try that for myself. My mom used to say, you got to find out that the stove is hot yourself.
That's right.
Amen. Because sometimes people can't just tell you what that's like. Amen. And so today our topic is bold. And this is part of a series that we're going to go over for the next 3 weeks called Bold. Because how many of you know that in the first century church, they had to be bold? They had to be bold. They didn't have a choice. It wasn't like today where you can decide that, hey, I'll set the time at 10 o'clock and we'll meet and everything will be great. It wasn't like you were able to say, hey, listen, I'm one nation under God and I believe in Jesus and this, that, the other, and not have consequences. In the first church, there were consequences for these actions, amen? And so today we're going to look at two individuals. We're going to look at John and Peter. And what's interesting about them, as I set the stage here, is that we all know that Peter's the one that's the firecracker, right? That the one that'll cut you, right? If you let him, right? It may do a little cussing. But we also know that John is the one who was loved, who stayed there at the end after everybody else was just about gone, right? So you can see two different people. But what you need to understand is that they're both fishermen. They're both fishermen. They both got called out of something that they were good at doing. How many of us have been called out of stuff that the world has said we're good at doing because God is calling us to a different place? Amen. That requires boldness, amen? That requires boldness. And so our scripture today is going to come from Acts chapter 4. That's where we're going to be in Acts chapter 4. Amen? Amen? We're going to be in Acts chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Acts chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. And I'll read it. It says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of all people, verse 9, are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Do you want to know how he was healed? Do you want to know how he was healed? Let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead." Amen. Isn't it interesting how here what you see is that they're responding to something. You see, they had been out there and they were out there and working on some things, and they had been put in jail. And because they had been put in jail, the next day they had to go before all the rulers, all of the people that supposedly had all the information. But they were bold. How do we know they were bold? Because if they were John and Peter, what they would be saying is, you know, the last time my brother went in front of these people, he wound up on the cross. He wound up being crucified. This is after Jesus has been crucified. So they already know what this could turn into. But Peter's bold anyway. He's bold anyway. How many of you have situations in your life that you could say that people that mean well would say, you know, the last time, babe, you tried that, that didn't work that way. It didn't go so well. The last time you trusted somebody to do something like that, it didn't happen the way you expected it to. The last time you went to that job expecting that promotion, they passed you over for somebody else. The last time my father said he was coming to pick me up, he didn't. Think about that for a minute. How they were able to look at the past and look at all the things that had taken place. But here they find themselves in a situation where they are following that same route, but they're depending on Jesus. And that's really what boldness is about. It's about how we depend on Jesus for what it is that we need. Because the truth of the matter is, none of us are able to do it of our own will. Of our own will, we're not able to do it. My innate personality don't allow me not to cut somebody out when they cut me off. The way I was raised in the hood that I grew up in, etc., seems to point to a way where we're supposed to fight an eye for an eye. We're supposed to do all of these things. Maybe for you in your life, you would think to yourself, I've seen all these examples that don't seem like good examples. And if I just follow what I've seen, I'm going to wind up where they wound up. But here what you see is Peter being bold. Because boldness is behavior born out of belief. What is it you believe? What is it that you believe today? Because that's really where it comes from. If you don't believe it, you can't act on it. That's just a fact. You cannot act on it. That's the reason why in Romans 10 and 9, I'll jump right to the end, we say that if you believe and you confess, that's how you get saved. Amen? So belief is a part of that. Even in the very beginning, even in that relationship, belief is a part of it. So boldness is behavior born out of belief. So what would you do based on what you believe? What would you do? What would you be willing to do based on what you believe? Here in Acts chapter 4, we see that Peter is standing up and having a conversation. He's explaining to them that everything that I am doing, I'm doing in the name of the same person that you crucified. That's what I'm doing. But what you need to understand is for some of us, the enemy has got us into a place where we believe that we can't be bold. That our boldness is something for somebody else. Because their personality is set up that way. They're just outgoing. They just naturally do this. And I can't see how I'm going to be bold. Well, today we want to break that down and look at three or four different things to show you exactly how your boldness happens in Christ. Amen? Amen. First point. Next slide. Amen. God gives ordinary people extraordinary boldness. Ordinary people, extraordinary boldness. You know, there was a song, "We Just Ordinary People." Okay, we ain't been saved all our lives, right? There was a song like that. But here's the thing. When you look at Peter and John, they're ordinary folks. They're fishermen. They didn't get educated in the synagogues and get set up. No, they're ordinary people. That's good news for us. Because that means that no matter how I was brought up, no matter whether I finished that degree or not, no matter what mama and them did, I can be bold. Because God uses ordinary people. So we ought to be happy to be ordinary. Because whatever it is we have, God can use. That's all he needs. All he needs is us to be willing to follow him. That's all he needs. And that's what Peter was doing here. Because they're just ordinary people. You'll see that. Let's look at it in scripture. It says in verse 13, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. And they took note that the men had been with Jesus. Amen. They didn't take note that they didn't have a degree. Right. They took note that they had been with Jesus. Amen. Amen? And so today, as we are with Jesus, yeah, we can walk out of this place bold because John and Peter have set the example. Amen. Amen? In other words, it's not about us. It's not about you. It's not about us. This plan was his. It's his design for us to do these things. We're just his hands and his feet. Amen? Amen. And so understand that if you're ordinary, you're exactly who God wants you to be. Yes. You're exactly who God wants you to be, and you're exactly where he wants you to be when you line up with his will. Amen? Amen. Let's look at the second one. Amen?
Okay.
Let's look at the second one. Amen. Your boldness will amaze the world.
Yes,
your boldness will amaze the world. I've told this story once or twice before. When I first realized that I was called into ministry, the first thing I said is, I'm going to go back home to the place where I grew up, where I had all my friends, etc. And I'm going to go in there and we're going to have a revival right there on the street. That's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
How many of you know when I got there, they were like, wait a minute. You don't remember?
Right.
You don't remember what happened? You didn't got amnesia now because you've gone off and you've learned a couple of things, right?
Right.
But what we're saying here is that we amazed the world. The world is amazed because they don't remember you that way.
Yeah.
And sometimes people can get used to you doing a certain thing a certain way.
Amen.
And so we have to understand that just like Peter and John, your boldness will amaze the world.
Amen.
And sometimes we have to look in our own house. Amen. Well, wait a minute. He don't respond like he used to respond. This button used to work and now it don't work no more. You know, it used to help me do some things and now it don't work. This was guaranteed to cause an argument. Now he walking away. What is that? What is that? You see what I mean? It can amaze the world, but it starts in your own home. Amen. And so for some of us, we've got to be able to even speak boldly with those that are closest to us. With those that are closest to us. Everybody's not going to see it and hear it the same time you do. Amen? But the good news is that God is able to speak to them as well. He's able to speak to them as well. That's why we can walk together in agreement, because God is working not just with us, but with everybody in the household. That's why one person in the household can sanctify the entire household, because they're able to be that salt even in the house. That's what it means when we say that we will amaze the world. Amen? Amaze the world. That's what John and Peter are doing. They're amazing the world. Let's look at it in scripture if you don't believe me. Let's go to it. Verse B, the second half of it says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. These are educated folks, y'all. These are the folks that went through the synagogues and went through all the training and all that kind of stuff. But they are astonished. They are astonished. You know, that's just like God. That's just like Jesus, to take the things of the world and confound them with his presence. That's just like him. That's why when we're in a situation that we can't see our way out of, God is saying, this is good. I'm right where you're right where I need you to be, because that's what I'm in the business of doing.
Yeah.
I'm in the business of causing people who think they understand to come into the knowledge and the wisdom of me.
Amen.
You see what I mean? The very definition of a miracle is something that can't be explained.
Amen?
That can't be explained by the doctor's report. Can't be explained by what your blood pressure was last week. Can't be explained by what the Bible and what the laws say are supposed to happen. Amen? Some of us have been passed up on some pink slips we know we should have got. But that's because God is in the middle of it. Amen. Some of us have been in houses longer than we knew we should have been in. But it's only because of God. Amen. Some of us are in relationships that friends are saying we must be crazy to be in. But because of God. Amen. He's in the business of confounding those things that we as men tend to think are the way they should be. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at this last one here. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the next one. Amen. Amen. We're going to get there. There we go. How amazed are people with your boldness? On a scale of 1 to 10. If somebody had to ask, how amazed are we with your boldness? Man, if I had to take a look at them and ask the question, what would they pick? Would it be 1 or 10? What would it be somewhere in there? Well, can I tell you that if you don't have any boldness at all and you add Jesus, you get to 10 immediately.
All right.
If you don't have anything at all of your own, when you mix a little Jesus in it, you got boldness. Yes. Amen.
Right.
And that's what Peter and John were doing.
Yeah.
They were saying, we recognize we ordinary folks.
Right.
We recognize that we don't have all the training, etc. I'm not going to try to go with you precept upon precept with you.
Right.
All I'm going to say is that I was with Jesus.
Amen.
And because I was with Jesus, this is how it went.
Amen.
Amen. So we got to stop arguing with people about whether or not we are where they think we should be.
That's right.
We got to stop arguing with people about whether or not the gift that God has given us is for us or them. We got to stop arguing with people about whether or not it's our time.
Amen.
Amen. Because the minute we come in relationship with Jesus, it's our time.
Amen.
Amen. It's our time.
Amen.
And so you got to understand that how amazed are people with your boldness.
Yes.
10 is all it is when Jesus is involved.
Yes,
you remember that song, all I do is win, win, win.
Yes,
all I got to do is have Jesus. And if I got Jesus,
yes,
I'm winning.
Yes,
the story's already over. It's already been told.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm a 10.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Let's go to the next slide. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Spiritual boldness comes from what with Christ? Encounters. Comes from knowing Christ. Comes from knowing him. You see, the more you know about him, the more you become bold in it. Because I know what he's capable of doing in my life. I know what he's capable of moving and doing because I've read him and I know him. I can look back over my life and see things that I can say, only God could have done this. Nobody else could have done this. Mom couldn't pray me out. The bills couldn't get me out. There wasn't enough money to pay it out. But I know that the more I know about Christ and his nature, that's where I get my boldness from. That's good news because that means that I don't have to look at sheets of paper on the wall to decide if I'm bold.
Right.
Yes.
That means I don't have to see how many people are following me to know if I'm bold.
Mm.
That means I don't have to have everything together to be bold.
Yes.
All I got to know is that I serve a God that is able to change each and everything in my life.
Yes.
And that's what we got to depend on. That's what we got to depend on. Your spiritual boldness comes from knowing Christ, from knowing him. Because if you know him, he'll show you all the things that you need to know. He says, if you abide in me, then I'll abide in you. Amen. And so you don't have to worry about you pressing your way and him not pressing back. You don't have to worry about that. That's the one thing he's guaranteed to do. And because he can't lie, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And so you got to understand that spiritual boldness comes from knowing Christ.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to the next slide. When you look at this deal here, here's what it looks like. The more time we spend with Jesus, the more we know him, which then builds our faith.
Yeah.
Because when our faith is built, that allows us to then increase our boldness because we know that he's not going to leave us or forsake us. And when our boldness increases, we begin to do some things that we wouldn't have done in the beginning.
Right.
And when we get to do some things that we wouldn't have done in the beginning, that's where those spiritual results come from.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So when we talk about the manifestation of things, if you want to know how you can make something special happen in your life, start with knowing Jesus.
Amen.
Start with spending some time with him.
Amen.
Start with your prayer, your time with him. Start there. Because I guarantee you, as you know him, he's going to share everything he knows with you.
Amen.
And because he's going to do that, you will know that whatever it is I'm going through only lasts for a season. This pain that I got right now only lasts for a season.
Yes.
This situation that I'm working in, I don't see it, but he does. Because again, the more time we spend with Jesus, the more we begin to understand his nature. The more we begin to build our faith. And we are often looking for big things to build our faith. God, I expected somebody to get up out of a bed and walk when they weren't supposed to walk. God is saying, well, how about I woke you up this morning? Yes. Hey, man, how about that? How about we start with that? How about we start with the fact that you didn't have a heart attack last night, despite the fact they say you got high blood pressure? Yes. Amen. Yes. How about the fact that I'm still here? He still came home. Yes. Amen. Yes. The truth of the matter is that our faith can be built on those smaller things. Yes. They don't have to be built on these big things. And the enemy loves to trick us into thinking that if we don't see it big, we ought to go home. Yes. That's what he likes to think, likes to have us think. But the truth of the matter is we all walked in here. That's reason to praise him and glorify him. We're able to even raise our hands and shout to him right now because of him. Not because of us. Not even because we deserve it. But because of him. And so you got to understand that that's what builds our faith. And as your faith is increased, you can begin to walk like the sons and daughters of the King that you are. You can begin to walk like the person who understands that my Father owns the cattle on a thousand hills. That he will never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. That even if I make my bed in hell, he is there. Yes. Amen. And so we have to understand that who we are, because as soon as we begin to walk in who we are, people will treat us like they are. Here's what you need to understand about Acts 4. After this particular encounter with Peter and John, these leaders never ever again challenged them about Jesus and the resurrection. Didn't happen. They were convinced that these men, knowing that we stand here with the ability to call for their crucifixion, are still saying, I'm doing this because of my relationship with Christ. Yeah. That's what you got to understand. In Acts chapter 4, that's how it went. But understand this, in 4:20 it says, we cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard. We can't stop. We can't stop. So the question is, as I said it last week, when he lifts you out, he expects you to lift him up. Yes. Amen. When he takes you out of that situation that you're in the middle of, he expects you to give him the glory. Yes. It ain't a degree. It ain't no dollars. It ain't no boo. It's him. Yes. Amen. And so we have to understand that we cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard.
Yes.
Why? Because it's because of our testimony.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
It's through our testimony that people are getting saved, etc.
Yes.
Because they realize if he did it before, he'll do it again.
Right.
If he did it to them, he'll do it to me. Amen. And so we got to understand that that's what it boils down to. We cannot stop telling about everything God has seen and heard. And when we do that, we begin to get boldness in him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to the next slide.
Hallelujah.
Stick around for next week, amen? Stick around for next week when we're going to talk about how you speak boldly.
Yes.
How you speak boldly.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Let us stand for a word of prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Most kind and heavenly Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day, God. Father, we thank you for your word today, God. Thank you for the boldness, Lord, that you are pouring into us even right now, Lord. Boldness to say things that we need to say, Lord. Boldness to walk, Lord, how you have called us to walk, Lord. Boldness to continue to follow you, Lord. Father, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for this word, God. Father, we know that John and Peter, Lord, they were just ordinary men, but with you, God, they were extraordinary, Lord. And so, Father, we know that that begins with a relationship with your son, Jesus. And so if anyone among us today, Lord, is looking for the kind of boldness that only comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ, that does not know that if they were to die today, that they would spend eternity with you, Lord. Father, we pray right now, Lord, that they would come forward, Lord. Not for a religion, Lord, but for a relationship with your son, Jesus, Lord. The same one that caused John and Peter, Lord, to speak boldly, Lord. Father, we pray that they would come now, Lord. Father, we also know, Lord, that there are those among us, Lord, who need prayer, Lord, for special things, God. Father, you said in your word that if there are sick among us, that we are to call on the elders, Lord. So, Father, right now, for anyone in need of special prayer, Lord, even young people, Lord, anyone who is in the need of special prayer, God. Father, we pray that they would come, Lord, so that we may agree with them, Lord, according to your word, Lord. But last and not least, Lord, we know, Lord, that you gift each and every one of us with special gifts and talents, Lord, to be used for the kingdom, Lord. And Father, there are some among us, Lord, who may be thinking, Heartstrong is home for me, God. This place feels like a place that I can connect to, Lord. that my gifts and my talents can be used, Lord, that the vision of this church, Lord, lines up with what I believe God is asking me to do, God. And so, Father, for anyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, who would like to connect with Heartstrong Church, Father, we pray that they would come now, Lord. Not just so that we could do ministry together, Lord, but so that we could do life together, Lord. Father, we know that the enemy is busy in these particular times, and he loves to say, not right now, not this time, maybe tomorrow, my first time here, I don't want to join the church, but Lord, you speak. Because Father, today it is about a relationship with you, Lord. Father, we pray right now, Lord, that you would touch us, Lord, that you would speak to us, God. Father, we thank you and we love you. It is in the name of your son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated as we prepare for our offering. Amen. Amen.